Always listen to experts. They'll tell you what can't be done and why. Then do it. The Notebooks of Lazarus Long. Welcome to MiloCast. I'm Sean Milo, and today I'm going to talk about a topic that holds a lot of meaning for me. Writing. It's 2005, and good writing seems to be going the way of the VCR. Most people don't seem to care about spelling and grammar, especially on the internet. People use a whole dictionary of acronyms, abbreviations, and one-character word replacements. Capitalization and punctuation are nearly non-existent. Correct someone, and they're actually likely to get angry with you, and maybe ask if you're an English teacher, as though school was the only place where they should care about sounding intelligent. On the internet, you are represented by your words. If you type like a semi-literate moron, people will think you are a semi-literate moron. Proper spelling and grammar can make your words so much clearer, so that people can understand you better. And isn't that the point of communication in the first place? When typing an email or instant message, take the time to reread what you typed before hitting the enter key. Don't type in all capital letters. And, a pet peeve of mine, do not use an apostrophe when using the plural of an acronym. There is no apostrophe in CDs, DVDs, or SUVs. The word it's only gets an apostrophe when it's short for it is. When it indicates a possessive, it doesn't have the apostrophe. I regularly read articles online and forum postings. Reading a thread on Slashdot is nearly unbearable. In most cases, these aren't stupid people, just lazy and ignorant. So do everyone, especially yourself, a favor. Try to sound as intelligent as you are. There's a reason why words like bling have made it into the dictionary and that advertising for fast food and other things uses bad grammar and spelling and other intelligence-insulting hip-hop-style language. Because that's what we, as a country, have demonstrated that we understand. There's also a reason why Charles Dickens, Mark Twain, Robert Heinlein, and J.D. Salinger's works are still being read today. What rap lyrics from 2005 are your children still going to be singing? None. This is especially important in the information age, when nearly all knowledge gathered by the human race is available electronically. What if a keyword is misspelled, and your search returns no results? A 2-second search could take hours if the source material is full of typos. You might have to read your buddy's IM 4 times to figure out what the coded message says. This time-saving way of typing actually takes a lot more time than using proper English. And what about the millions around the world who are learning English as a second language? This garbage makes it more difficult for them to learn an already confusing language and, at worst, teaches them the wrong things. Let's not perpetuate this ignorance any longer. No, I'm not an English teacher, but I am a freelance writer. So yes, I may take writing a little more seriously than the next guy. But it's a shame that in today's culture, writing well is seen as an elective, not a point of pride. Email to milocast@gmail.com and voicemail to 206-666-MILO. My freelance writing website is freelancepen.com. Thanks for listening.